What is your funniest Christmas disaster story? We're asking you the question because we just read a survey of people's funniest Christmas disaster stories, and I'm sure that our listeners can top the list that we just read. Awesome. So why don't we get straight to the phones and not waste any time. Hey, Jamie, what's up? What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Hey, okay, so mine was like 10 years ago at a family Christmas. My uncle got like wasted.
Uncles will do that.
He got really drunk. And then after the kids went to bed, he just passed out in the living room by the tree. And then when we woke up, we discovered that he had vomited all over all of the presents in the middle of the night.
What did he?
Like a bunch of red wine.
Oh, I was going to ask you what it was, because red wine, that's festive, so that's fine. He's just getting in the holiday spirit.
I bet all the kids are like, oh, man, did you see Santa last night? No, Uncle?
No.
Okay. He also was passed out with his pants around his ankles, so it was...
Oh, nice.
Like, really?
Yeah, I don't remember much about last night, but I'm pretty sure I did see Santa because my pants were down this morning. And I tell you what, he and I are going to have a conversation. I'm going to go back to bed for a little while because you guys are loud. We're talking about the funniest Christmas disaster stories.
Yes.
Daniel, what's up? What's your funniest Christmas disaster story?
Hey, I don't know if it's going to top the ones on the list, but it happened last year. We got a new house. And I was setting up Christmas lights, and the family went to the mall to see Santa and do some shopping, whatever.
Setting up Christmas lights never goes well.
Yeah, well, the ladder happened to fall.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And I didn't have my phone on me, and I was stuck up there for 2 hours.
Oh.
And the neighbor had to call the fire department, and then they came and got me down.
That's awesome.
Why didn't they just put the ladder back up, man?
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. But then all of a sudden I saw the trucks, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is happening. And I got down.
That's
did your
so
family?
Like, he needs oxygen up there, too.
You're like, no, I'm okay. I'm a man. I can handle it.
Was your family home by the time the firefighters showed up to get you down?
No, it was just a weird conversation, and I think they don't even believe me, but...
Yeah, sure. Likely excuse for never having to put up Christmas lights again, Dad.
Stuck for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, can't put those things up, guys. Last time I got stuck up there, firefighters had to come. They're like, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm.
What's your funniest Christmas disaster story? Nicole?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
So a few years back, I was dating this guy. My parents didn't really like him because he had gotten in trouble with the law and everything. So they kind of were like, you can't see him anymore. But we really wanted to spend Christmas together. So I had the idea of having him still come over, just dressed as Santa to hand out presents to all my little cousins.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so that he could still spend Christmas with me and everything.
Okay. So the idea was that your parents wouldn't know it was him because he was dressed as Santa.
Exactly, yeah.
So put him in disguise.
Yeah. Except he had a giant tattoo under his eye that had knots for every time he's been in jail, so they figured it out.
Yeah, well, you know what? The beard covered it up, so.
Okay.
But my brilliant plan didn't go quite as well as I had hoped. When they caught me and Santa in the laundry room doing naughty things, and it was just a mess.
I think your parents, dude, I mean, if your parents don't like your boyfriend, probably doing it in the laundry room is not going to be the road to get him back into their good graces.
They got super happy. Yeah, they're like, oh, she's over that guy. Now she's at least
exactly.
She's hooking up with a random Santa that showed up. That's okay.
It's like that song, Mama's Dating Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah. Wow.
We're getting a lot of text messages in at 78592, and there's a lot of people. Somebody dying on Christmas, not necessarily a funny Christmas disaster.
No.
That's just sad.
Yeah, unless it's a funny disaster, funny death. We'll allow that. Like, say, your grandpa was, like, playing kazoo, trying to do Jingle Bells, and then choked on it, and he was... kazoo sounds the whole time while he's choking.
Got pied in the face.
Kind of a funny Christmas disaster.
Only if he's like 101 and has lived a good life.
Or grandma's playing with a kazoo at dinner, accidentally swallows it, and then, you know, when everything's going down, she's like farting kazoo sounds. And it's to the tune of Jingle Bells. Funny Christmas death. Other than that, please save the Christmas deaths for maybe next week. Who knows if we'll do that one. But this is just funniest Christmas disasters.
Yes.
Megan, what's your funniest Christmas disaster?
Okay, so we were having Christmas Eve dinner, and I thought it would be funny to, like, hide all the presents. I put them in the trunk of my car, and then I, like, left the door open, and then I walked into dinner. I was like, oh, my God, you guys, someone stole the presents. And I thought it was, like, I mean, I thought it was going to be funny, and, like, we'd get a good, you know, a shock and a good laugh out of it, but it did not go that way. My grandma started crying. My mom called 911. It was chaos. Everyone was upset. And then I tried to be like, no, no, guys, guys, I got them. And people were so convinced that they had been stolen that they were like, no, they're gone, they're gone. And I was like, no. And eventually revealed it had been a joke, but it definitely was taken way too far.
Well, and like, I like how everyone believed that someone randomly came into your house and stole your presents while you were all eating dinner in another room.
Yeah, well, I
guess, your family's kind of gullible.
Yeah.
And paranoid. They're also paranoid.
Yeah. Okay, paranoid and gullible. That's good.
I knew it. There was four guys living in the tree. I saw them. They've been watching me the whole time waiting to steal our presents.
But the door was open. I'm like, I opened it.
Yeah. Yeah, but the door was open. There's no explanation.
At that point, I would have just gone with it and been like, yeah, I'm not telling these guys it's a joke. I'm just going to let it happen. We'll file an insurance claim, maybe get some money out of it.
Oh, yeah, it was chaos.
Oh, man.
Do you guys in studio have any funny Christmas disaster stories?
I don't know if it's funny or sad. We thought it was kind of funny later in hindsight when my dad got arrested on Christmas Eve.
What did you get arrested for?
Yeah, DUI.
Oh,
you know?
Come on,
and so
Dad.
My mom let him sit in jail until about midnight.
Didn't learn his
because
lesson.
She's like, I'm not going to pick him up. I've got things to do. And then Christmas morning, she said, you're not going to speak of this and you're not going to ruin our Christmas morning. And so we all sang to him John Denver's Please Daddy Don't Get Drunk This Christmas.
That is sad.
That's so sad.
As he sat on the couch in just a ball of shame.
Brooke, with her funny disaster story.
Yeah, we were going for funny.
That was kind of funny.
Really.
Just
he hasn't
Dad
been arrested and, since, you guys.
Probably
he learned his lesson. Everyone was safe.
I guess he did. Keep texting in your funny Christmas disaster stories. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.